Thanks for tuning in for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, online kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln, plus an update on the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Program. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchik. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
And we'll welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Tuesday Locker Room Chats, Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a pretty good weekend for your kids out at the 3-2-1A Regional Wrestling Tournament at Hoisington on Friday and Saturday. You finished in third place as a team for Beloit. You have seven state qualifiers, plus your state qualifier and Zane Colson of Rock Hills that you're coaching as well. So eight kids in total that have made it. You also had a regional champion in Blaine Harris. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled this weekend and those kids that are going to make it to the state tournament?
Well, overall, I'm very pleased. I thought going into the region that we could do what we did, and We still left a couple kids home that we had hoped that could possibly make it, but it turned out a very good weekend for us, and I'm so proud of the way our kids wrestled, and as you said, seven kids from Beloit, and then Zane Colson from Rock Hills, Mankato. Every one of our kids put together a great tournament, and I am pleased. And I've been so pleased in the last three weeks the way our kids have come on at the end of the season here. And, of course, every coach's goal is for their kids to peak at the end of the season, and I see that happening. Our kids are just really wrestling well and aggressive and smart, and it showed this weekend. And going into the state tournament, nothing's easy at the state tournament, and our kids know that, and some of our kids have tough draws first round, anything can and will happen, and at the state tournament, our kids know that they've all got a shot at meddling, and they just have to put together great matches one after another, and that's what it takes when you're in the state tournament. So, very pleased, very proud, hoping for the best next weekend.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchik, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go a little bit deeper into the state tournament and maybe some of the teams that will challenge there down in Hayes. And that's all coming up here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local TempStar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local TempStar dealer in Beloit.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Still with Andy Nemchik, coach of the Beloit Trojans. Again, coach, your eight state qualifiers heading into state this weekend. Again, you have Blaine Harris, Caden Emmett, Hunter Prohaska, Camden Harris, Blaine Burks, River Paul, as well as Mason Fuller, and then, as we mentioned, Zane Colson for Rock Hills. You mentioned a little bit there that some of your kids will have tough draws this weekend, but as far as some of the top competition that you're expecting to see, and then kind of examining those brackets, what do you think the chances are for the kids to get a medal here at state this weekend?
Well, obviously, Blaine Harris, being a state champion, coming back, he's had a great season. He's had a few losses along the way, but obviously, he is currently right now ranked second at his weight class, and he certainly has a goal to be a two-time state champion, we're certainly looking at him repeating. We've had several other kids that have been in the state tournament. Caden Emmett's been in the state tournament 3 years in a row now, and without placing, and he certainly has a goal to be on top of the medal stand. And Zane Colson's been in the state tournament a couple years in a row now, and we're looking for him to get on top of that medal stand. Blaine Burks was in the state tournament last year, and has got that experience under him, and we're hoping that he can put together a great tournament to get on that medal stand. But as I said earlier, we don't count any of our kids out. It just takes putting together several matches in a row, and you can be there. And Sometimes it involves a little luck, but we believe in making our own luck, and we're looking forward to having a great week of practice and getting our kids not only physically ready but mentally ready, because that's such a huge part of the sport. So we're excited, and the kids are excited, and we're hoping for the best.
Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Bullet Trojan wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, Coach, and we'll catch you next week. See how the kids did. Best of luck at state this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit.
Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Beloit is your local Tempstar dealer. Watson Sun offers high-efficiency furnaces to increase your comfort while cutting those energy costs. And to have your existing system serviced, just call Watson Sun Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 738-5529. That's 738-5529. Or stop in at 721 North Mill Street in Beloit. That's Watson Sun, your local Tempstar dealer in Beloit. It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, when we talked to you last week, you felt like you had a good opportunity here to get three guys to the state tournament, and you do that here. Spencer Heist, now a four-time state qualifier. He was a regional champion 40 on Saturday in Hoisington. Roxton Brown at 182 finished in third, and finally Byron Roney broke through for you at 170. He finished in fourth place and makes it to state. So I'm guessing you were pleased with the way the kids came out and got into state. What were your thoughts of the matches and how they wrestled there on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. It's always exciting when you get all three in. I can't ask for anything better. Placing wise, with Spencer, we felt pretty comfortable. He should have a pretty good chance of making the finals, and really, like I say, did well and ended up winning it. So that was good. And for Roxton, again, it's going to be four kids in his bracket, and kind of those four end up being the ones that I thought would make it, and he did well. He wrestled, lost to Villopondo, which we beat him early in the season, and this time I just don't know if we were all there like we should be. And Villopondo, he's come a long way, so it's one of those kids that we made it on. So that's the most important thing. And then with Byron, he wrestled, I think, the same two kids he had to wrestle last year to make it. And last year we lose to the Norwich kid, and this year we beat him, and it was a tussle, and thank goodness he did manage to pull it out and get that chance to go to state next week. And we're excited, probably most excited for Byron than the others. Obviously, just because we expected the other two to make it, and with Byron making it, just kind of was icing on the cake, I guess.
As a coach, like, how nervous are you in that situation when you have the semifinals where all three of you guys make it, then Spencer wins, and Roxton and Byron, like you said, they fall in that semifinal match and have to go on the backside where it's one match, you're in or you're out?
Yeah. Well, I definitely stayed awake on the way to drive home, I can tell you that. and again, I try not to act like I'm nervous at all, but obviously your gut does roll over a little bit, and you get nervous for the kids, and because you want the best. I mean, you know how much time they put in, you know how much work they put into this, and when it comes down to just one, and we've talked about that all along, it's going to come down to one match, maybe one takedown, one escape, one point, whatever it is. So here's what we've talked about, and this is where we're at. So what do you want to have happen? And again, there's nothing I can be as nervous as I want. It ain't going to matter. Mm-hmm. So. It's up to you guys. You put in the work, you know what it takes, and either get it done or don't. I mean, I'm not going to be upset with you either way. You guys have been good kids, and obviously you want the best, and fortunately it worked out for us, so pretty exciting when it was all done.
Talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll preview the state tournament for the Bulldogs coming up after this break here on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, again, all three of you guys out at the state tournament this weekend. in Hayes, Class 3-2-1A at 145. You have, again, Spencer Heiss. He'll take on Mason from Oberlin in the first round. And then at 170, Roney has Howerton from Silver Lake in the first round. And then at 182, Roxton Brown will have Petrie in the first round from Norton. Just overall, how do you feel about your kids' chances here in these brackets this weekend? And maybe what are you expecting when they hit that first match coming up on Friday?
Yeah, the first match is usually, you know, the most important as far as I'm concerned. You win that first one, that just gets things rolling. And you know, with Spencer, he's wrestled his kid before out at Oakland Tournament, so we have some experience with him. Now the other two guys, with Roxton and Byron, we've never seen them, you know, head-to-head as far as that goes. But, you know, at this level, when everybody's at state, hey, the door's wide open, and you know, it can – it's whatever, whoever shows up at that time and does their best. I mean, it's obviously you got to show up, and that's probably the biggest thing. And you do your best, and whatever happens, happens from that point on. And you know, we've had kids, I can think years past when Aaron Geist lost his very first one, but he fought all the way back through and got third place. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's what it is, but you always try to win that first one just to get things rolling well. I'm excited. Like I say, the biggest thing is we are there and we can compete with those guys. It's just, again, like, and we've talked about this many times before, just it comes down to determination. The skills are there. You know, I think everything's there in place. It's just, you know, it's going to come down to how bad you want to do it. So we're excited to be there, and obviously we want to finish the senior year with a medal. And that's, you know, that's just going to be, it's where we're at and what the kids are going to strive for.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and congratulations to all three of you guys making it to state. Best of luck on Friday and Saturday in Hayes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. And we're joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, a really nice weekend for you. Finishing first place as a team there at the Hoisington 3-2-1A Regional with 194 points. That was 20 points better than Hoisington. And to top that off, you get 10 state qualifiers for this weekend's 3-2-1A tournament in Hayes. Just kind of going over those, Colton Shoemaker, Dalton Kuhn, and Avery Hawkins were all regional champions. And then you also get Brendan Lee, Joe Stocker, Jaden Atwood, Jacob Conrad, Brell Spies, Colton Hutchinson, as well as Mitchell Topol into the state tournament. What are your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled, and how pleased were you and happy to come away with 10 state qualifiers?
Well, it's you know, that's what you work for, is we always train and strive for the championship series, is what we call the regional tournament and the state tournament, and hopefully you peak at the right time, not before and not after. So our kids wrestled really well. I'm very proud of them, proud of their behavior, proud of everything that they have accomplished this year. Excuse me, stuttering a little bit. Get kind of choked up because I got four pretty important seniors on my wrestling team right now, and they all mean a lot to me. You know, of course, it's a little different when your son grows up with those kids, and you see him pretty much your whole life. They almost become yours as well. So very happy for those four seniors and the leadership that they've taken on this year for our team. And it definitely showed there on Friday and Saturday there at Hoisington.
When you look at the group that's going, were there any surprises to you, or did you expect that all these guys would be able to make it to state?
Well, you know, I don't know. At Smith Center, we got pretty high expectations in everything that we do, education-wise, academics, leadership rules, and FCCLA and FFA and those types of things. And sports is another venue where kids can show leadership and have some expectations on them and keep them out of trouble and those types of things. So I don't know if I was surprised. Am I happy? Yeah, I'm very happy. Am I sad that the three others and the Kennington kid, Jacob Conrad, couldn't make the trip with us? Yeah, I'm sad at that. But very happy with everybody that we took there. They handled themselves very well, and we won with class, and we lost with class, and to me that's kind of more important than anything.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the state tournament this weekend for the Redmond here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a six-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter and receive a one-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chats. So, Coach, again, your 10 state qualifiers will hit the mats coming up on Friday morning out at State at the Gross Memorial Coliseum. I know there's a lot of very, very good teams and wrestlers that are going to be competing this weekend, but obviously when you're taking 10, that gives you a pretty good opportunity of possibly getting a team trophy there at State. When you kind of look at, and I know you look at the brackets a little bit, but don't really analyze it too much because you have to have your kids go out and perform no matter what. But as you look at that, what are your expectations, and do you feel like your team can finish there in the top three?
Well, like I said before on the other session, that you know, we do have high expectations, and I don't know. It's our goal every year that I've coached at Smith Center to try to win championships, mm-hmm. and I don't know if that's the most important thing that we're trying to get at, but the most important thing is to try to develop a young man. You know, it's amazing to see the difference between even a freshman that starts the year and how he ends the year. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to see that the boys grow up to young men, and there's a whole lot that goes into that. It's just not about wrestling. It's not about playing football. It's not about, you know, and it's about education and getting good grades and going on and be successful in life. That's what we try to teach our kids. So the expectations are just, they go from classroom to classroom to from classroom to on the court or on the field or on the mat. If we had tennis here, it would be on the courts and those types of things. I mean, we're surrounded by beautiful people here in Smith Center, and they all try to raise kids. You know, it takes a village to raise one kid, and we got a pretty good village here in Smith Center. So I'm not going to talk about what we can and can't do. I mean, it's there out in front of us. We just got to go get it.
What do you do? Does anything change in your preparation during this week, or is it just kind of fine-tuning everything and making sure that all these kids are ready to go?
We change quite a bit. We have a lot of fun this week. We'll just do very little to just try to maintain shape, and we're going to try to keep everybody healthy. And we are going to go down and battle on Friday and Saturday, and that's what it comes down to. I do want to say this. You know, Hoisington, that regional and those people that they have that are running the show for them, they do a phenomenal job. They probably should host. It should be, honestly, in my opinion, it should be between Beloit and Hoisington every year. Mm-hmm. They should just go back and forth. What a phenomenal atmosphere, and Dan Schmidt and his crew and everybody there involved at Hoisington. It was an awesome surrounding. So I did want to put that plug in for them, mm-hmm. and I just missed it in the first session there.
That's fine. Coach, thanks for the time here this week. Best of luck to all your kids, and we'll talk to you next week to see how State goes with you.
Okay, that'll be perfect. I appreciate you. Dusty and Katie and us, and for all the time you guys spent with us.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
It's time for winter service inspections, and Landmark is here to help. Going on now at your local Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer. Complete 3 winter service inspections of equal or lesser value, and the 4th inspection is free. That's right, a free service inspection. Tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, gators, and more. Let our trained and certified technicians take care of you and your equipment. Our inspections are not only for John Deere equipment, but for other colors as well. Contact your Landmark service manager for details. Visit us at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach Nate Nas. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Nate Nas, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. Coach, your team competed out at regionals this weekend in Hoisington, and you had four from Lincoln and one from Sylvan Lucas that were competing, and the one from Sylvan Lucas gets through to state. Trey Barrientes finishing in fourth place there, 220 pounds, so you get him into state. You moved Jonathan Ehring up to 160, and he came just one win away from making it to state. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the way your kids wrestled this weekend, and how pleased are you to be able to take one to state this weekend?
Well, you know, we're pleased with a lot of things. You know, we preach and preach and preach about having fun and getting better, having fun and getting better. And, you know, I think our kids had some fun, and they got better. We peaked, and I was just so proud. You know, there wasn't a lot of wrestling that actually took place on Friday. The regional was pretty small. No consolation matches on the first day. So, you know, I think we were out of there by about 4:35. So most guys only had the one match, and Trey had the two. But we came back on Saturday morning, and in that first round, it's win or go home, and we just kind of got on a little bit of a roll. Not everybody was able to pick up a win, but our technique was improved, our aggressiveness, you know, our mindset and our preparation, all of those things that you need to piece together to have success, they were doing. And it's just really good. It's a good feeling as a coach to be able to see that the kids are taking what you're preaching and putting it in action. And, you know, and when they do that, you start to see them have success. You mentioned we bumped Jonathan up, and that's something that I've never done before. And we, Coach Knapp and myself, had a sit down with Jonathan, and, you know, 152 is loaded. Four of the top six kids in the state were there. You know, don't want to take anything away from Jonathan, but that's just, you know, you're looking at that, and we'd had some losses against some of those guys, and it's like, let's see what we can do to give ourselves a shot, because that's all we ask for at the end of the year, is just to be in a position to have the opportunity to wrestle to advance. And you mentioned it as well, one match away in the blood round there in the consolation semis, matched up with a tough kid from Sterling, and, you know, ultimately didn't go, but he's twice in his career as freshman and now his senior year, one match away from going to state. And, you know, he has just done everything that we could ask of, you know, one of our wrestlers to go through our program. It was special to be able to come back and be here for Jonathan's senior year. It was nice to be able to be in his corner for his last match and give him a hug and tell him I love him and you know, just kind of have that last match talk. Something that I know no coach looks forward to is, you know, talking to the seniors as they finish their career, but you know, it's also a special time, and it's nice to be there. The other guys wrestled well and did a good job. You know, Kenton's working hard, and I think he's going to be good. You know, when his workout partner's Trey, and they're, you know, a state qualifier, I think the future looks good for him. Jerry did some really good stuff. You know, Logan coming back next year. It's exciting right now, and I think Trey has sparked something in our young program that we can use to accelerate the rebuild that we talked to the guys about that we're in the middle of. Trey just really listen to everything that we have asked him to do, and, you know, we knew he had a shot. We just didn't know, hadn't seen the Garden Plain kid, if you're looking at all the entries. And it's funny that it came down to the Garden Plain kid, and he wrestled just a really clean match to get into the state tournament. And, you know, he was applying all of the technique that we've really been hammering into him and hounding him about. So, you know, had a really good practice to start this week, and, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to go out to Hayes. I mean, if we look at what we expected out of his career, maybe we're a little bit accelerated for what we thought we'd be at this point. So that's never a bad thing, and we're excited to go out to Hayes and let him have the opportunity to see what he can do in Gross Memorial Coliseum.
We're talking with Nate Nas here, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. We can take a time out. When we come back, we'll kind of look in at Trey's bracket and see what his chances are out of state this weekend on KatyCountry.E4.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Again, Nate Noss, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, and the Sylvan Lucas wrestler, Trey Barrientos, going to state this weekend, as we mentioned in that first segment. Here 3-2-1A state at 220 pounds. Your freshman, Trey, is 9-12, coach, and he'll go up against 32-4 Dane Whalen from Osage City in the first round. And you know, if you get by that, then you have Chris Cox waiting on the other side if you can get a win there. But obviously you're focused on this first match for Trey. And what are your thoughts on how he can do and maybe what you're expecting from him out at Hayes this weekend?
Well, you know, he's a freshman, so he doesn't really know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I know in talking to him, that's why we're going to go out to the Coliseum. We're going to practice on Thursday. That's not going to get rid of all the nerves, and nor should it. Mm-hmm. He should be excited. He should be nervous. He should be all of those things because it's a big deal. But we want to minimize it, and we don't want him to, you know, build it up too much in his head. So we'll go out there and we'll roll around, kind of get a little bit more comfortable with it. We always talk to the kids about, you know, look at the bracket, see what your match number is, and that's it. Don't look at the name. Don't look at the school. Don't look at the record. And I had to ask you off air who our opponent was, because mm-hmm. I posted it and I didn't really look at it too much because, you know, I believe the same thing that I preach, because we don't care what they do. You know, we know what we do. And what we have done all season long in our room with our team, with our technique. And so we want to go out and impose what we do on them. They should be worried about us instead of it being the other way around. And I know that Trey's just going to wrestle. I mean, we haven't seen this kid. He's from the other side of the state. And so obviously, you know, with us being a fourth place finisher, this is a regional champion. But year in and year out, we see that upset happen. It's not all the time. It's not, you know, something that everybody expects, but there's a chance. And any time that you have an opportunity to step on the mat and compete, we're excited. So I can tell you right now that just like coming into the regionals, I bet you that he's being overlooked right now. I bet you he's looking at Trey and going, I don't need to worry about that. That's awesome. You know, we'll take that because we're going to be ready and we know what we need to do. So Trey's excited. He had a great practice to start the week. I'm just really happy for him and all of his hard work. And he gets to represent Sylvan Lucas as well as Lincoln Wrestling and help us continue to build wrestling in the entire county. And I guess Russell County, too, because he lives in Russell County. So we give him a little bit of a hard time about that. But he's a great young man, and we're excited for him to have the opportunity to compete on such a big stage.
Nate Niles, head coach of the Leopard and Mustang Wrestling this weekend at State. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck to Trey this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.